Hello, are you still there?
Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary, everything's great on my end, thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha, nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic does your voice AI bring to the table?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team, on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's tough to reach the right people at the right time, and following up consistently takes a lot of effort. How does Dasha's AI handle those challenges differently from traditional methods?
Tell me more about reaching the right people and following up.
Sure thing. Reaching the right people means targeting prospects who are genuinely interested and likely to convert, rather than casting a wide net blindly. Following up consistently is about timely, personalized communication that keeps leads engaged without sounding robotic. Dasha's AI can handle these with natural, human-like conversations that adapt in real time. I'm curious how that sounds in action.
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use this service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Oh, I love that question. A year from now, I'd imagine having a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, more time to focus on closing deals and growing the business. Revenue would be up and the team less stressed about chasing prospects. Plus, the AI would feel like a seamless part of the team, not just a tool. How close is that to what you've seen with your clients?
What do you mean by a seamless part of the team? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By seamless, I mean the AI feels natural and easy to work with, like a helpful colleague rather than a clunky gadget. That's important because it boosts team confidence and adoption. No one wants to wrestle with complicated tech. When the AI blends in smoothly, it actually enhances productivity and morale. Does Dasha offer customization to fit different team styles?
Tell me more about boosting team confidence and adoption.
Absolutely. Boosting team confidence means the AI is reliable and easy to use, so everyone feels comfortable trusting it with important tasks. Adoption happens when the team sees real value and doesn't resist using the technology. Dasha's natural conversations and intuitive setup help make that happen, turning skeptics into fans. Have you noticed any common concerns from teams when introducing AI?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is juggling time. There's only so many hours to reach out and follow up with leads effectively. Also, keeping conversations personalized at scale can be tough without sounding repetitive. Does Dasha's AI help with managing those time and personalization pressures?
What are all the ways juggling time and personalization pressures are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Juggling time means some leads might slip through the cracks because there just aren't enough hours to reach everyone promptly. Personalization pressures can lead to generic messages that don't connect, lowering engagement and conversion rates. Together, these slow down growth and frustrate the sales team. How does Dasha's AI tackle these issues specifically?
Can you go a bit deeper on how lowering engagement and conversion rates are slowing down growth?
Sure. When engagement drops, fewer leads respond or show interest, which means the sales pipeline shrinks. Lower conversion rates mean even interested leads don't turn into customers as often. Together, that slows revenue growth and can stall business momentum. Dasha's AI aims to keep conversations lively and relevant to boost both engagement and conversions. Would you like me to explain how it does that?
Wow. It sounds like shrinking pipelines, lower conversions, and stalled momentum are really hitting hard. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I'm actually just testing your voice AI capabilities today, so no need to schedule a demo, but I really appreciate how well you handled the conversation. If you have any questions or want to learn more, feel free to reach out to the Dasha team at support@dasha.ai. How else can I assist you today?
Totally got it, Douglas. Thanks for letting me know. Anything else you're curious about while we're chatting?
Thanks, Mary. I'm curious, how easy is it to get started with Dasha? Like, what's the onboarding process look like for a new user?